Christine.
Christian.
So we've just done Lombok and Bali.
We have.
How are you feeling?
Oh, look, I'm tired and emotional. I understand now why they don't, the worldies, don't do a lot after port days.
Why sea days are so important.
Why sea days is their days to just...
switch off and recover from...
debrief.
It's so hectic.
So hectic. Because usually you'd go to Bali, you'd be like 2, 3, 4 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a look. But this we did in how many hours?
Oh, Bali, you're usually there for a week.
You're there for a week.
We were there for 5.5 hours.
We were there for 5.5 hours.
And a genuine fakes.
And within that time frame, how many Australians did you see without
we
them having...
We got stopped by quite a few.
Without them having to say a word, though. Did you spot the Australians? I was having a game in the end of how many...
Of course, it's Bali.
Like the tattoos with the glad wrap wrapped around their legs, their necks, their hands, their arms.
There is a bonus episode that I've made of you trying to haggle.
Oh.
And just... Yeah,
it's not for me, Christian.
No,
I just,
I
you
that.
Know, look, I felt very, very uncomfortable. It just wasn't for me. And Joanne was a tyrant. I'm sorry. She was like, Christine, that's $190. You're spending $190.
And you're like, yep, good. That's still $8,000 cheaper than the original Christian Dior I wanted to buy.
Oh, she was so funny. I said to her at the end of the day, what did you buy, love? She said, two Starbucks coffee.
She bought
that's
fucking
it.
Nothing.
There was no commitment in that.
Does she not love a fake?
Obviously not.
No. I do want to give a shout out to your gorgeous son, Charlie. Every time we mention Charlie's name, suddenly we're on his Insta story. We're on his socials. So he's very much like you. He will only support a project if he is named. His Snapchat is at osnapzit. For fuck's sake, Charlie, change that immediately. OSNAPZIT. He's young. I don't understand. Can you pronounce that?
Oh, Dale, I have pronunciation problems.
You go, I think his Instagram is osnapzit.
I thought it was ozit.
There's a snap.
Oh, I don't know. Look,
can
I don't
you
know.
Sort that shit out, please?
I say to him all the time, why can't you young people just abbreviate? It's like brand names. Some of the brand names, like, for things are just so, like, just, why can't you just keep it nice and tight and clear? Like, easy. Why be out doing yourself with big fluffy names?
You struggle with words at the best of times.
Oh, look, I do.
Have you heard from your family?
Yes.
What do they think of the pod?
Well... Ricardo's very happy with the way things are going.
Great.
Yes.
Is that because you're just away from home?
No. He said, you and Christian, he said, you sound like you are having the bestest time.
Mm.
I said, I am. And he goes, in the next breath, please don't forget to come home.
Ah, no, she is missing you. You do come up a lot. Also, don't want to ruin a surprise, but there is a real genuine fake coming your way, Ricardo.
Yeah. It starts with O, ends with X.
Do you want to... I feel like you were lying to me when you told me what your other sons thought.
What?
Of my nickname for them.
Oh, they love it.
That was your nickname, really. The Dirty Dick Brigade. Fucking love the Dirty Dick Brigade. And it's Max, isn't it?
Max, Jack and Charlie.
Is Max? Does Max listen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Mum showed me a photo of you, Max. I'm going to hunt you down.
He's gorgeous.
They're all very...
My Mackie's very gorgeous.
Yeah. There's just one of the three... That is the most useless human being in existence. No guess as to who that is, Charlie.
No.
What do you think of the 100 Days cake?
Look, well, I've thought about this because last night at dinner I said to the lovely Olivia, Olivia, where's the pretzel dough bread that, you know, they service
pretzel
on the
table? Yeah.
Pretzel dough bread.
Yeah, makes sense.
And she said, I'm sorry, Miss Christine, but we're very low on supplies for that.
Oh,
and I think,
my God.
I think the whole supply of my pretzel bread has gone into the making of that cake.
The cake was, I'm being serious, it's on my Instagram, but it was, I would say, 2.5 metres wide, 1.5 metres deep, and about 20 centimetres tall.
And how many people did it take for them to transition it from the trolley over to the table?
So it took 8 people to lift it. Very slightly to move it on the table without it completely falling apart.
Well, I'm sorry, but my pretzel dough bread ingredients possibly in that cake
Well, that's it. That's definitely.
And I've right. missed out on it.
God, she's turned into a world cruiser already, complaining about the most insignificant things.
But I really look forward to that.
That cake was amazing.
Oh, I look, I'm sorry, but really.
Are you kidding?
Well, I just didn't like the icing. The whole icing, the blue. I mean, that's going to stain your tongue for days.
Well, to Dana, who slaved away in the kitchen.
Oh, thank you, Dana, for that fabulous cake.
Over a small period of time. Well done. I thought it was really great.
Well done.
Little rat brain swooped in and stole all the chocolate lettering on the top. She got it all and had ate it. She was telling me she had a mental breakdown, so she was eating it.
Guess what LRB said to me today? She said, I need to speak to you. I said, oh God, what have I done? She said, now listen, I just want to know, do you want your cutout to be in your swimmers? I said, dear God, no.
I said, you need to be mine's in my swimmers.
No, because I'm going to have my, I've said, I've worked it out, I'm going to have my black pants on, right, with my proud Poppy shirt. She's going to have two of my shirts on my cutout.
Oh my God, speaking of proud Poppy, hold on. I want to read you an actual message I got from them that wasn't an instant reply.
No, you're joking.
Oh,
they've messaged you.
I forgot to.
What? Okay. And you're now just letting me know right now.
It's so amazing.
When did you get this message?
I got this message a few days ago.
Well,
we had Lombok and the trauma of Bali and Lombok to go through.
I'm sorry, but it's now Thursday. And when did you get it?
God, I've got to scroll right
back. And you're now going to have to scroll back.
I got it 3 days ago.
You're joking.
Okay.
Okay, Here's what they said.
We have absolutely loved seeing Chrissy wear her proud Poppy. She looks incredible. We would love for you to rock some proud Poppy as well. Our top picks for you would be the Tamman skirt, Larsa pants, and more. Let us know what you want, Christian. We'll send it to you. And I was like, absolutely, I want the apple print. And then they said, fabulous choice. What sizes are you? Oh, extra, extra large. So I am now getting free proud Poppy.
Oh, that's exciting. Now listen.
I'm going to do a brand ambassador for you. I'm going to get them to pay me to do an endorsement, and I'm going to rock up to your house, I'm going to knock on the door and be like, isn't this gorgeous? And they're going to take their money.
And I'll say I'm very, very happy for you, and just remember who your friends are. But look, that apple design,
I think would be stunning, super cute
on you.
So I'm just going to say I'm a 36 pant and a... Do the sizes run big?
They are very generous in sizing.
Oh, the double XL.
So I would even go just a double. I wouldn't go all the way.
Well, I'm usually, this is a triple X,
Very generous. Why don't you try my pants on and then see, my top on and see.
Let's have this chat off here.
Okay.
I just wanted to really rub that in.
Well done. Oh, look, I'm happy for you. Anyway, back to LRB.
Yes.
She's doing my proud Poppy tops, and she's going to have it on a cutout.
Which one is she doing?
The animal print and the apple one. How good is that going to look? That's I'm going to have to frame
detailed.
Them. I'm going to have to get them absolutely framed and.
Absolutely, that's what I'm going to do with mine.
Oh, well, it's fabulous!
She's going to do like an arts degree and become a famous artist.
And I've asked her, I need it signed, LRB. I need it signed down the bottom, because when I cash in on your fame and fortune, that will be my retirement fund.
I'm breaking the mould with her. So I've been hanging, there's so many people to hang out with, and she is one of the main ones that I've wanted to. And I get so awkward and nervous around her because I want to make a good impression. And today we had a pretty good hangout. I think I might try to have lunch with her tomorrow.
Lovely.
And then she's already invited me on a road trip from Florida to Pennsylvania, and I'm like, I'll legit do that.
Yes.
I said, as long as we stay in bougie hotels along the way. She wanted an RV. And I was like, not for me.
No.
She did immediately retract that and go, yeah, it's not for me either. So
I think you two are going to get on like a house on fire. Just remember me. Just know that I'm here for you.
Sorry, who?
Yeah. When you? I'm being replaced by LRB.
I want to play a clip of us earlier today.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, I know. I
Jesus
remember.
Christ.
Oh, look, I do know what
this
you're talking
about.
This
is going to be the highlight of your entire cruise.
Oh, my God, I'm beside myself.
So talk us through what happened.
So, right, here you go. I was on the back deck just minding my own business. I just finished a live, and then up popped this comment on in my downloads, in my, direct messages. And this person had said that they were basically from Channel 10, Paramount, and that... our idea, your idea, but I'm stealing it as our idea.
Our idea for a reality show. I'm on a cruise. Get me out of here.
Correct. Julia Margaret Morris wanted to send us a video, and that they had already sent it to you.
You've said a thought. You haven't finished the thought, and you've started another thought. So they loved our reality show.
Well, that goes without saying.
So we're pretty confident Paramount will be producing it.
We're
taking it as we would like to buy the rights.
Pretty much.
$500,000, I reckon.
Oh, a little bit more.
And then we'll host, and so that'll be $1.5 million each for us to host.
Could you imagine?
And then they were like, you know, we produce I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
We have a video. Can you just click the link? We have a message from Julia.
Oh, my God.
So this was the moment that Chrissy, about 6 seconds prior to me hitting record, Chrissy sent me a text being like, is this a scam? And then I just hit record and said, get to my room immediately. We need to watch this video. And this is what happened.
Because you didn't even bloody pick up my phone call. I'm texting you, trying to phone you.
Yeah, so you're trying to call me via cell data, okay? How many?
I don't care.
Think Charlie FaceTimes you?
I don't care. Because
it's the only way to contact you. Don't call me.
I'm sorry, but I was in a panic. I was in a flap. I wanted to speak to you.
Fucking useless. Right. Can I play the clip, please?
Yes, please.
Get in here, get in here, just, get in here, get in here. Sit down, sit down. Take this, sit down, sit down.
I have literally down, in, just down. Run down the
okay.
stairs.
Read the message. Okay, hold on.
Please tell me it's legitimate.
It's legitimate.
It is.
It's legitimate.
It is.
Well, I haven't read the email from, but I got the email from Ben. Wow, we have so much to catch you up in. We just got an email from the I'm a Celeb. Get me out of here.
Yeah. Okay, I can't breathe. I've literally just run down.
Let me read the text.
Five flights of stairs.
Read the message.
No, I can't. Read it to me.
Okay, this came directly to Chrissy.
Okay. Oh, my God.
You, I just had to check. Hi, Chrissy. Hope you're well.
Oh.
I work with Paramount and Network 10, and we have been loving yours and Christian's... Well, they put you first. And also, they sent a message to you and not... Anyway, beside the point. And we've been loving yours and Christian's journey and your pitch for I'm on a cruise ship.
I told you, Christian, we're on to something here, mate. We are about to hit the big time.
We obviously look after I'm a Celeb, get me out of here. We look after Julia Morris and Robert Irwin.
Oh, my God.
So much so that Julia wanted to record a special message for you and Christian, which we just emailed Christian. So you texted me that about 7 seconds ago.
And then I rang you and you fucking wouldn't pick up your phone.
Oh, no, I was filming a video.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Julia Margaret Morris.
Well, then I was like, this is a scam. This isn't real.
Oh, I thought the same thing.
And I checked my email and there was the email from the same person. I mean, I haven't opened the... Okay, let's
I'm too scared to
There's
look.
A link here to a video.
I'm too scared to look.
Oh, my God, oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, fuck, it's her.
Christian, Chrissy, let me give you a couple of presenting tips. As a lady of 75 years in the business, I know that you're doing a whisper of you are cruising, get you in there. Okay, tip number one, turn up.
Okay.
Tip number two, I don't know, have a crouching tiger hidden fun bag. Always try and keep a low profile like me.
Oh, incognito.
Otherwise, then people are going to notice that you're not that good and I'll send you home.
I told you that.
Tip number three, or did I already say three?
No.
Try and remember which tips you've already given out.
Oh, she's my people.
She is you.
Oh, she's Look, my people.
Some more she's already forgotten.
Incredible insights like this you will see on March 24 as we launch on the Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Series 10. And, of course, I'll be side by side with my brand new beloved Robert Irwin.
Oh.
The excitement is palatable here, guys.
Look how gorgeous she looks. Oh, bye. Bye. Play it again. Play it again. Oh, my God, it was really her. It was really Julia Margaret Morris.
Wow. Do you know what I'm getting?
She said my name out of her mouth.
I'm getting, she's terrified you're going to take a job. She's like,
of course
who
she
is this Chrissy bitch? No, she's
Oh, my God, she looks amazing. Oh Look God. At her skin. Unbelievable. Oh. Look at those glasses.
See?
I see some similarity. If I squint real hard, I can just see some.
She's at least 20 years younger. But that's okay. That's okay. The magic of television and hair and makeup. We don't see. That's the thing. We don't have hair and makeup here, which is why you kept getting mistaken for a nana for Joe's mum.
Let's not ruin
Let's
the
not
moment.
Bring up the war.
Can
hey?
We just please not ruin the memento for me? I literally flew down. I've been waiting for you to say.
And you knocked at the door and I answered and you're like, is it real? Is it real?
They know who we are.
How are you feeling?
They know who we are.
Well, I've met them before.
Oh, okay. Take the shine off it.
Look, as an internet celebrity, it's old hat for me.
Do you hear yourself? Seriously. Do you have any idea how you sound? I am chuffed that she's even said
my
name.
That's amazing. Well, isn't she your idol?
Julia Margaret Morris?
Yes.
Didn't unbelievable.
Even know her middle name was Margaret.
I live for the woman.
I mean, there is a point where it's like, that's beautiful. You're a big fan. And that crosses into stalker territory.
Look, right now I'm just worried I haven't got like linseed stuck in my teeth because...
It's all right. The camera's not that good. It won't be good.
Oh, my God. Can you believe she knows who we are? She said about our idea. We're onto something. It's only a memento. It's only a moment away.
Yeah.
Don't give me any negativity.
No,
I don't
want to
hear it. Let's just be in the moment.
Absolutely. So just for everyone watching, Channel 10 and Paramount Pictures confirmed that we will be hosting I'm on a Cruise Ship, Get Me Out of Here.
I can see it working.
Thank you so much to the producer.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we say his name?
Oh, it was so funny because I was actually going to go, fuck off.
Were you? Can you please reply? Piss off. Stop toying with my emotions like that. I genuinely thought that was someone playing a joke.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was Julia Morris.
I need you to send me that. I need to have that on my phone.
Also, to the peak, that's how you do marketing. That's how you do I'm a celeb. March 24th. See, they get a plug in there too.
And we'll be watching it.
Genius.
Don't you worry.
March 24th.
We'll be there. I'll be home by then? No.
Oh, I've got an idea.
He's the ideas person.
This is to the producer of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Put us both on I'm a Celeb next year.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Neither could I, but I would do it if you would do it.
Oh, but they've got like bugs as big as your feet.
I know.
And you sleep outside.
That's okay. We're going to do it. If you want us there, we will do it.
Really?
Well, talk to our management for a nominal fee.
Our management. I now have management, do I?
Yeah, you've always had management.
I've always had management.
And God, you're expensive.
I'm never cheap.
No, you look cheap. Speaking of cheap, you christened your fake.
Oh,
take that back.
Thank you, darling. Okay. Charlie has asked about that.
Thank you.
Cheerio.
Hey, it's Christian here. We have a lot of fun recording these episodes and I video my time with Chrissy and I throw those videos up on Patreon. So become a Patreon member today and not only do you get videos of Chrissy and I absolutely losing our shit at each other and ourselves, but there's also heaps of other exclusive content. Visit patreon.com/Christian Hull. Have you got any notes?
Look,
I
do.
You'd like to
discuss? I do. Just stand
while
by.
While you bring that up, I have an Anthony update.
Mm. Go.
So, I made a video yesterday that insinuated Anthony was in my bed. It was just a mound of pillows. But I was
Anthony. That was funny.
Do you know what he said to me today? Why don't I actually get in your bed?
No.
And then I was like, oh my God. And then he said, for a video. And I was like, yes.
Oh, and how funny would it be if I popped up in the middle?
Oh, that would be so funny.
That would just be.
Absolutely not.
Are you sure? You don't want to rethink that? That's great. You'd get the views on that.
Where do you think this is going to lead to with you here?
Well, you've told me I'm the third wheel, mate. You know, what's a show without a punch?
Oh, it would be funny, but my thoughts were that Anthony would come into my room, we'd film the hilarious video.
Right.
And
that's
then what
it.
Would we do?
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on from that then. Well, he's fabulous. I would say go for that. He's a beautiful man inside and out.
Oh, I love him so much.
Can I tell you something? I think I may have a little bit of a side romance happening too. And I do love you, Ricardo. I'm telling you right now, I have go on.
Actually, I have no fucking idea. I haven't seen you hang out with any...
Oh, it's not here on the boat. It's come through on the TikTok DMs.
Oh, God, is it a scam?
I've got a prince, an Arabian prince in my...
No, that sounds legit.
I think so.
He's listened to the podcast and gone, God, she is so sexy.
He wants to know how he can call me and and do I need any money?
Well, the answer to that is yes, she does. But FaceTime is the best way.
Do you think that?
You should follow that up. Where did that message come from?
I don't know. I often get those, don't you, in your TikTok DMs, whether you've got random sugar daddies coming in and saying, you know, purely platonic, I can give you money?
No.
Oh, that's just my attraction, is it, to the masses?
Look at me, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone...
Oh, don't say that about my friend. Thank you very much. My friend is fabulous. I want to talk about our at Bali, right, yesterday.
Sorry, you have deleted this. You do know it's a scam.
Yes, I do know it's a scam.
You called them Giselles, and then you called Troy Sivan Troy Sivage.
No, I knew I was onto it. Okay. I knew I was on. I was completely onto it. Listen, I had
Lucien. Fuck, can't even talk.
Christian. I want to talk about an event. Well, something that happened out on the Bali track when we were in Bali.
Oh, okay.
With Lisa replying.
Oh my God!
We haven't talked about that. We haven't talked about that.
I'll set the scene. It is myself, Chrissy, Tam, Bobby, Tam's sister Lisa. Now Tam's sister Lisa is sitting down, applying some
invisible zinc.
And you had the best line. So imagine. Sorry, you.
No, you do it. Do it.
No,
go on.
I talk a lot.
Oh no, because I don't come out as we making had, you know, any coherent sense.
We had the argument:
sense.
Who was the Hamish and who was the Andy?
Oh yes, let's put it to a poll.
That's
can be the poll.
Great poll for Spotify.
That's a great poll.
Okay.
All right. So who do you reckon you are?
The Andy.
Oh, I'm not the Hamish.
Yes, you are.
I'm not Hamish.
Yeah, you are. Andy's the one that sort of steers the ship.
Hamish, I see where you're going.
Also very funny. And then Hamish is the loose unit that's pretty useful.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
okay. Yeah, look, I'll take that.
We don't need to do a poll in the end.
No, we do. Let's see what they think, the people. Let's see what the people think.
Okay.
All right, so look, go on, paint the picture.
I just did.
No, but there was a bit more to it with the malaria. With the malaria.
Oh, the fucking malaria. Mm. Oh, my God. So... they hand out bug spray, so we're spraying it.
Bushman,
and you're like, oh, do we need it? Oh. And I was thinking, yeah, do we need it? So we're spraying it on, and then I think Tam goes, yeah, Lisa goes, the mosquitoes have malaria here. And you're like, oh, is that bad? Yeah. And then she goes, my grandfather had malaria in the war. He got real sick. It was real bad. And I'm just like... thank you, Lisa.
But you couldn't take her seriously.
But you looked over. No, because you looked over.
Yeah. And she's applying the white invisible zinc. Which
and you
is...
said... you said to her, what's that? And she goes, oh, it's this invisible zinc. And you followed up with this singer.
I can't remember.
Christine, you go, I mean, it's not that invisible. Because her face... was as white as a ghost.
It was so white. She was dipped
funny.
In it.
She
was absolutely dipped in it. She's so funny,
she
Lisa.
She's so funny because she's blunt as anything.
I tell you,
but
she's...
it was my grandfather got real sick in the war when he served. You know, he was killing all these people and he got malaria. He
got
was
malaria.
Bit by a mosquito. So yep. Use the Bushmans.
Use the Bushmans.
Just like water off a duck's back for
dip
Lisa.
Dip it on you.
Lisa is the person who, when Tam asked her, oh, Christian's getting on board.
Yeah,
you know what would be great?
Yeah.
Get him a block of caramel chocolate while you're at the Cadbury factory.
Yeah.
And what does Lisa come back with?
7 kg.
A 7 kilo box of rejected, open caramel twirls.
And let's talk about where that box is now going.
Well, I was like, I can't, I'm going to eat two. I don't like caramel anymore. I'm going to eat two of them.
Because you've overdosed on that much of it that you can't.
I eat so much that my body won't let me physically have it. I throw it up.
Oh.
And I was like, that's a beautiful gesture. This is 4 years' supply and I'm only on here for 16. I'm not taking this home with me.
Well, yes, no.
And so Tam raised a good point and said, why don't you give it to the head, the restaurant manager? To
right.
give to the staff. And I was like, great idea.
So let's talk about that presentation tonight
of
the box
God,
of 7Ks.
So I'll take us back to Lombok, to the funniest fucking, the funniest part of this entire cruise is Imelda Marcos over here wanting to throw rice at orphans to give back to the community. You look at me.
You say that, but I never, ever, ever said I was going to throw it out the window. I said I would like to get a bag of rice and donate
it. And give it to the orphanage.
Or Women's Refuge.
A bag of rice.
Because I would thought that they would like that.
$15.
Well, I could have brought two. I could have buy two.
It just reminded me so much that I could just picture you in a van with a cup, just scooping rice and throwing it.
Can I tell you the amount of people that have, in my comments and in my messages, talked to me about being a melder?
They're
living for it. But I just want to talk about your moment tonight, doing your presentation. Yeah. I did say to you, this is really, you know, bells are ringing for Imelda. Now the baton's passed over to you.
Yeah, I did feel, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh my God, this is the Chrissy Rice situation. I'm like, here you go. Thanks for an amazing trip. I know you're paid absolute pittance by Royal.
Oh, bliss.
Absolutely struggling. But here, have a rejected Cadbury chocolate. Just give them back to the people.
Just be careful.
And I said to I think it's Tinashe, I was like, oh, please. He was like, thank you, Christian. And I was like, please, call me Imelda. And he goes, thank you, Imelda. No idea of the reference.
No idea, but I did like his commitment to it. It was very good. What else have I got here? I want to talk
about... Can I read your notes?
Yeah, go on.
Can I read to the peoples what you've written?
Yeah, go on.
Because this will be good. I really want to see what you've written.
No judgment on spelling errors, please.
Reddit dash. Oh, my God.
Reddit's unbelievable.
Good or bad?
Well, look, I've had to... Oh, I've gone in and had a little bo peep and got very scared and retreated quite quickly.
What were they saying?
Oh, they were showing stuff on... Yes. No, look, it's all been...
Do you remember?
Quite,
you don't remember.
Well, look, my thoughts on it were that they were okay. Like, they were all right.
Okay. Okay, we've got... table talk tonight dash pigs eat everything. That's the best note ever. Do you remember?
Yeah, that was Tam.
It's fucking Tam and Lisa again. Two Australians, sisters, absolutely terrifying, talking about... What are they?
But with such conviction. Yeah, just take the jewellery off. They'll be right. They'll eat anything, pigs. Hide a body.
Like, oh, if you want to kill someone, you just feed them to pigs. They eat it all.
Just take the jewellery off. You'll be right.
And then I was like, God, it sounds like you've done this before. Then they look at each other and look back. And I was like, they have.
They're so funny.
Also, what a weird thing to bring up. Randomly, out of the blue. Out of the blue.
Like, it's up there with the chocolate. Like, where would you... Yeah, no, I don't quite understand. What are you reading? What one are you thinking?
Sleeping with a T-shirt and plushie.
Did
we do that one?
No. I held off on that one. That's Tam's daughter.
Oh, that's because... That's when she said, please don't talk about it.
No, she said we could talk about it, but
she's
she's
very in love with her...
Dylan.
Her partner.
Dylan.
So much so that for the 16 nights that they will be separated for, she took a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It smells like him and...
Yeah.
What's the plushie?
Well, just, you know, the plushie also reminds. But I just say,
I think,
you know...
Does Dylan listen? Dylan, you're very attractive.
Let's see what they do in, say, 25 years, what they leave each other. I can tell
T-shirt
you.
T-shirt and a plushie.
It won't be a T-shirt and a plushie.
Okay, now we get to the real juicy bit.
Oh, righto.
Okay, you know how I said I've got goss? Oh, is Charlie calling?
No, Tam's leaving me a message.
Is it a read out loud message?
No, it's all right. It's all good. Okay. Oh, no, it's actually lovely. Tam, you know, Joanne's birthday was the other day.
That I refused to go to.
That she sent
She's
you
very
a...
upset.
What, the wrath of... The wrath of... Is it the wrath or the wrath?
The it's neither. It is R-O-T-H. R-A-T-H. Wrath.
Wrath. Right. The wrath of Joanne. When she pulled you up on your failure to attend her karaoke.
We just almost died in Lombok and she wanted me to come and listen to her drown cats with her voice.
Oh, God, that was so funny. Anyway, where was I going with that?
Tam, beautiful message.
Tam goes and puts all these beautiful...
Where was I going with that?
Put all these beautiful sticky things on...
Magnets.
Yeah,
that's what those things are called. On the door?
On the door. For Joanne for her birthday, she was just asking that she could grab them back off her, off the door.
Oh, so they weren't gifts?
No.
It was just,
yeah.
Just for the day.
Well, it's been a couple of days now. I mean, it's funny that, you know, Dad, aka Joe, in the lead up, I think we've talked about this, in the lead up to Joanne's birthday, was saying every day, you know, happy birthday for today. And Joanne was like, no, it's not my birthday yet.
Oh.
And the day of her birthday, he didn't.
He didn't do it. He had your memory.
Yeah. So then every other day since her birthday, he's now said happy birthday. You know, so we're consistently inconsistent. That's what I like.
Okay. Did you know?
Oh, okay. Did I know?
There are cruisers.
Right.
Dedicated, designed for swingers.
Oh, there is there?
Just swingers. So I had the greatest encounter with a passenger.
Right.
So they came up to me and they were like, Christian, great to see you. I talked with him before. Lovely, wonderful human being.
Right.
They go, you know how you're talking about the nude cruisers on the podcast? I was like, oh, yeah. I think that's me.
What do you mean?
Because remember when Carmen said she was approached by cruisers that said they were nude cruisers?
Yeah.
Well, this cruiser said, I think I'm the person who you're talking about. I'm the nude cruiser that approached Carmen. We worked out that they weren't.
Right.
And I was like, there are more nude cruisers on here. And so I said, will you tell me everything about them? And we sat down and I took notes and I said, do you mind if I reveal this on the podcast? And they were like, absolutely.
I'll go for it. Okay, and go.
Okay. Oh, I've got a... Okay. They... Oh, my gosh. It's quite full on. So the nude cruisers, obviously you're nude. Now, what do you think the enrichment programs and the, you know, oh, let's go to badminton or paddleball. You know what? Please the Pearl.
Oh.
It's called Pleasing the Pearl.
Oh, dear. God.
And so they were telling me.
Definitely.
They run workshops called Pleasing the Pearl. So you go down into, like, imagine the safari room. So it's an enclosed, like, air-conditioned room, but it's all these sections are curtained off.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, you're joking.
And the instructor talks you through Pleasing the Pearl.
Oh, good Lord. And is this a solo event or is it a
couples event?
Oh, dear God.
Well, so I asked about solos. Not really. Solo men aren't really allowed, otherwise it's just going to be full of solo men who are creepy.
And they don't have the pearl.
No, so they were saying, well, no, but they would please another random pearl.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter who, you can please whoever's pearl you want.
Oh,
it's just
God.
You go together.
Well,
it's swingers.
Well, they're adults and they do give consent.
It's consent. And so they were saying it's the weirdest sound having all these couples.
Oh, dear God.
Climaxing at the same time. And I was like, this is amazing.
Do you reckon she's telling the legit
truth? Absolutely.
Oh, she was?
Absolutely. They then go on to say there was another one where this woman was on a box. Now it's a vibrating
box. A box.
Yeah, so it's, imagine a box with a nub at the top.
Oh.
Imagine a fist. And it just vibrates. So this woman was sitting on this box.
Right.
Everyone was standing around watching. She was fully nude while she just had the big O.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
So obviously not the kind of cruise your girl's going to get on then.
Oh, well, I was like, I think Chrissy and I need to go on a cruise.
No,
like
we
this
do not. No, no, no.
Absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
Not.
They have blowjob workshops.
Oh, good Lord.
Imagine Ricardo. He's like, yep. We are there. Take me along.
Fun day, Sunday, like you've never seen it before.
She then goes on to say, oh, there's another game. It's like, it's called the washing game.
Oh.
So.
Imagine, the washing game?
It's like musical chairs.
Oh,
all of these men stand in a circle, naked, erect.
Oh.
But they're not facing in. They're facing out.
Right.
So it's like the circle.
Yeah.
Your dicks are pointing away from the circle.
Right.
And so all the women, well, now I say this, maybe she's making it up, run around, jerking off.
Oh, that's not right.
Right. And so what happens is, when the music stops, you find a penis.
Oh, no.
You've got to hold it.
Oh, good God.
And then, the gentlemen, they remove,
Oh, dear me. This is not right. Is this serious?
Yeah, this is serious. I really believe her. She then goes on to explain a lot of the nude gay resorts. There's a lot of nude resorts. Florida is big time nude resorts.
Right.
Oh, look, to prove it, Bliss Cruise. Bliss Cruises. So I went onto the website. Yeah, they do swinging.
I'm going to look it up.
Couples. And then Cruise Bear is the other one.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Cruise Bear.
Like B-A-R-E.
Mm. Oh, as in no clothes, not the actual
Oh, my God. Cool.
Oh, don't be like that. I'm 50. What, how old am I? 53 identifying as 49. This is all very new to me, Christian. Mm.
And I just thought, I want to be on one of these cruises so bad.
Oh, you would love it. You would absolutely love it.
Well, I'd have to do the gay one.
Well,
Pleasing the Pearl, though. What an amazing name.
Oh,
for
yeah, look. The Bliss Cruise, April 2024. Here we go. I'm just looking it up now. Right, what do we got?
But the cruise ship for Cruise Bear is amazing. It's a smaller capacity, and the rooms are stunning.
Our cruises. Oh, the ship looks lovely.
Yeah. Speaking of nude, so another thing I wanted to mention about...
I'll have to have a look at that.
My on-ship romance with Anthony.
Yeah.
I've been all over his stories. But not like, I'm just going to reshare Christian stories because, you know, I'm in them. No, he's just suddenly been posting stuff that doesn't involve him. And I'm like...
He's such a delightful man.
Oh, he's so delightful.
So delightful. Lovely, lovely man.
When it rains, it pours.
Why?
I saw Scruff Guy.
Oh, how'd that go?
Yeah, so that was, we were standing in front of the 100 Days Cake.
Right. Did he give you eye contact?
Well, he just suddenly appeared and was like, hey. And I'm like,
He just pops up in random places.
He does. And I was like, hi. And then we had a bit of a conversation, but it fizzled out. So I was like, oh, he hasn't.
Well, you weren't trying hard enough. Well, he needed to engage more.
I was trying. I was like, what are you doing? What's happening? And blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then we got swept up in the cake. And
did
then
you say, why didn't you say, why don't we go for a drink?
I couldn't do that.
Why could
they
what?
Have to?
Oh,
say
I could
that.
Sleep with the person, I hardly know, but I couldn't possibly get a drink with them.
Oh, well, exactly. So put me in a sexual situation. I will dominate. I will.
Is that right?
Dick out now. Put it in my mouth.
Is that right?
In a social setting, crippled with anxiety, couldn't do it.
Is that right?
But I need someone. I need someone to give me a signal. So the hardest part with Anthony is the third wheel. You being a third wheel initially, right?
Thank you.
Then him saying we should really lean into this fake romance, and I was like. Fake romance? Okay. So there was the first, like, I don't...
That could change.
Well, I don't know. I think he's too nice.
That could change.
And so I'm like, oh, are we... I don't know if we're doing this for the content.
You know,
I'm not.
You know what he calls me?
Oh, what?
You know what he calls me? He calls me his boo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm his boo.
I don't get that.
I'm his boo. Yep. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I need you to, what could we do maybe to support you more with this, you know, this gentleman? Do you need me to step in and?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm a great.
No,
I'm
I need
great...
you to step out, really. I'm going to be honest. You really want
I can't.
To insert yourself.
Oh. I can't. I'm here for you. And it's my role to protect you and make sure.
Protect me from what? You? Are you protecting me from you? No.
Well, that's not very nice. That's not very nice at all.
Christine, you brought Anthony to my room.
He
put his arm around me and you were like, oh, wow, look at the water spout outside. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool. Don't you feel like a third wheel? I said that vocally.
I said...
In front of everyone. You were like, no.
But we need to come up with a code where you give me a signal and I'll know to...
Yeah, maybe the code is, do you feel like a third wheel right now? Couldn't have been more clear.
Look, I'm sorry. I did my role. I did my job as my Hamish to your Andy. I'm off tap, mate. You've told me that.
All right. Well, the takeaway from today is Anthony did say, why don't I get in your bed for real for a video? I was like, for a video? Yeah. Look, if that's
that'd go viral.
If that's as close as I get.
That would go viral.
I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. But you can't talk to them, but you can have sex with them. I don't. That make that make sense.
I didn't say that.
Well, you just said I couldn't possibly.
Oh, no, true. Yeah.
I think we need to have a little chat about I think we need to have a little chat about things, you and I, and the people.
We didn't talk about the follow up for the drama today.
The follow up of the drama.
So
we did that earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, we recorded another clip we should actually play. So after we spoke to Julia Morris, we didn't. She sent us a video message.
She's fabulous.
We talked about a bit of a scandal, a bit of a mutiny that's happening currently on the cruise.
Yep.
So let's talk Royal Caribbean sort of fucking themselves in the foot.
Yeah, so help me understand this.
So this is what's happened. Royal was caught putting an ad in the TikTok sort of...
Marketplace.
Yep. For creators. So they've gone, hey, we're looking for a creator. We're going to give you a free balcony room. You're going to be traveling the world. We're going to give you $2,000 and you're going to make us 7 videos.
Mm.
And they put that out there. Someone found it and was like, oh, so sorry. There is already 30 content creators on board who have paid to be there that are living and breathing the Ultimate World Cruise that you should be hitting up and working with. And so when... You know, those 30 creators have sort of found that out. They're like...
Well, she tipped the fan, basically.
Well, they're like, well, hang on a minute. We've been asking and we've been doing and we've been working and we've been producing all this content. They're not asking for money. They're not asking for anything, really. They're just like, how could you overlook us? That we're here. We're like... And so the shit hit the fan and people have been like, oh, that's a bad fumble on Royal's part. And also, I just don't think... Like... So Mark and I have been paid by an external brand. So Atria Books paid Mark.
Yep.
Every Plate has paid, me, for our tickets, basically.
Yep.
And so we have no allegiance to Royal. Mark was very critical, which I think he needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not confrontational. This is as critical as I'll get. And I'll tell them, they really fucked this up.
Mm.
I get the sense that departments don't talk to each other. My theory is PR, marketing, and social media have just sat in a room and gone, oh, my God, look at all the press we're getting, thanks to Mark, thanks to these TikTokers, thanks to these 30 creators on board. How do we keep it going? And they've literally gone, well, let's send Erica over. So she's getting on. Now, she's the...
Erica from America.
She makes pretty great content. She's been making stuff on Icon of the Seas, and she's been doing a good job of it. And so they're bringing her over here, which I think great.
So just to clarify, is she then what's called a brand ambassador for Royal?
She's an employee of Royal.
So she's not a brand ambassador.
She's paid to be here.
So basically Royal's telling her what to promote, what to say, what to...
I would say so behind the scenes.
They'd have to be, surely.
Well, not I would say... So I've worked in radio for 9 years and I was Erica from America for the company that I worked for, basically. So I was their social person.
Yep.
And it's not essentially, here's what you're going to make. It's just go and make things. Oh, you get free reign. But then you're indebted. Yeah. And so you're like, well, I'm not going to highlight the mold over here or I'm going to edit around this. So it's sort of like a polished version of what's going on.
Yeah, a glossy, a bright and sparkly.
Whereas Mark... really lifted the curtain and was like, oh, guys, here's what it's really like on the cruise, which was very needed. And then I'm just sort of light and fluffy and a bit nothing. And then what's going to happen is if they were to bring another person on for...
Like a lamb to slaughter.
Yeah, what Mark reckons they'll try to call season 3 will be someone who is... They'll be like, oh, this looks good. What's the Ultimate World Cruise? So they're not invested. And then that's just pissed everyone off.
Oh, it's really upset so many people.
All of them. Look, Royal has this amazing opportunity with 30 people. In no business will you ever get 30 people who've paid to be here that want to make content for you, that love it.
Who are in different niches.
Oh, totally. They're all unique, authentic.
Like there's nothing put on about any of them. They're all doing their own content around their experiences. What I was shocked about, right, I was shocked that Royal didn't actually call a meeting of those on board to be inclusive. Why don't you come to a meeting? This is something we've got happening in the background. Would you be interested? You know, open it up to everyone. The 30 that are already here on board, absolutely, include them.
But the thing is, these, I wouldn't say they idolise Royal Caribbean. Adida definitely does. There are a lot of people who are high status here that are TikToking who love Royal. And to be offered an opportunity from Royal, who they love, would mean so much to them.
Absolutely. And have you seen the T-shirts, Loyal to Royal?
Ultimate World Cruise. They're all in their uniforms, the outfits.
Absolutely.
They've got the badges. They buy the
they
glass
are
bricks.
Proud.
They love everything about Royal. Mm. And it's, I guess, for people who are looking at this from the outside going, oh, guys, it's just a bit of TikTok. It's like you've worked your entire life for a promotion and a company that
you've
loved.
Overlooked you.
And then last minute they've brought in a third party and they haven't even spoken to you. You didn't even get an interview. So that's sort of the feeling. And then the other thing is, I think they've just missed, and I'm hoping that they'll...
Oh, they'll have to pivot.
I don't want them to feel like they have to. There will be a point where they now have to do. They have to do something.
But will they though? Because they're not very out there with.
Oh well. I'll follow up. I'll put the pressure on. I mean, they don't have to. It's not even going to cost them much. They just have to buy. You know them. Is there a man outside the window? Yeah, they're renovating. They're doing some renovations while we're on the World Cruise.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, I got a little note under my door. But buy them some microphones.
Yeah.
You know those tripods that everyone's buying? They're buying. They're paying for tripods. Mm. Give it to them. Also those little portable chargers. Mm. Just a few small things that would make them feel so appreciated.
Oh, absolutely appreciated.
You get people that come on board to give lectures. There was an FBI investigator. Bring on a social person to do a little social workshop about editing and what apps to use. And
well, I'm really now looking to see what the next couple of days are going to bring, because I think it's a very, very... We're in the middle of this, as in we're seeing it all happening around us.
Mm. I don't think anything will happen until Erica gets on.
I think Anthony's upset.
Yeah.
There are a couple of people...
Adida,
she's very upset.
Mm. So I think Eric is getting on. I was told when I get off, so 27th of March, she's getting on in Hong Kong, which gives them enough time to be able to scramble together. But just buy those things that I've suggested, and then...
What's the likelihood of that happening, though? Come on.
Better fucking be 100%, because if Erica gets on with those things, they're going to appreciate Erica, and they're going to work with her, and they're not going to be hesitant, because they're like, fuck you, Royal. Like, no, we don't want to do anything with you. Piss off. Mm. And so you need to get them back on side.
Gee, they've made a big boo-boo, haven't they, eh?
What's so interesting is Derek, who's head of food and beverage.
Oh, divine man.
Runs food and beverage
divine
so
man.
Well.
Yep.
Probably should have. I mean, Derek, I would like to just suggest that maybe we fix the bottles of water situation for everybody. But apart from that, like, he's really good with his team. Requests
divine.
Come through from passengers. Oh, we want a cake, 100-day cake. Bam. 4 days later, he's made a cake the size of a house. And so I just don't think that team exists for social media. And maybe it's new. Maybe the old white wealthy fuddy-duddies who are running Royal Caribbean just don't realise how much of a asset social media is and how much of an asset the 30 people on board are.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see.
Because you joined Alive last night.
Oh, I didn't know what I was walking
into. It was
into.
Like a meeting. Oh, didn't you?
I didn't realise. I thought we were just having a little general chit-chat. And then it was like, well, what do you think? And I thought, oh, hang on. And what's going on here?
Oh, clueless Christine.
No idea. Look, I'm just here to have fun.
Well, we were in Bali getting fakes.
Oh, God.
Well, this was happening.
Are we going to do a get-together later on today to do a haul?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sending out all my peace and vibes to those out there that are a little bit...
Oh, I came up with a great idea.
Oh, I love an idea.
So, this is I would love to come back on.
Yes.
As the social media.
Oh, you should say do that.
No, as the, like, I don't want to come on and have to make video content.
Right.
I want to come on as, like, the social media coordinator for the Africa leg
Hey.
And just guide. Guide and not like help them.
Assist
like,
with editing.
Editing is terrible. Let's do this. Yeah, yeah. Do you need me for anything? I'm here. I'm at your beck and call.
Oh, you but get also, a cute little
I'm
outfit.
I'm
going
to get offered to Madagascar and Seychelles. So I'm gonna genuinely ask Royal.
Can you do that? Because I think you would be absolutely perfect
and
in that role.
And I also wanted to – I haven't spoken to Mark about it
because
I know Mark would love to do Madagascar. So I'm like, bring us both back. I don't know if Mark would come back on board.
Well, in the comments last night, and one of the people I was watching, he's looking at Virgin now. He's looking at Virgin. I thought, oh, God, we're happening. Oh, yeah, interesting. Interesting time ahead, but I think you should do that, you know. I think you should follow up on that. You would be fabulous.
I'll upload a TikTok to throw that idea out, and I'll see what happens with it. I just want to take a moment to give another shout out to today's sponsor, Every Plate, who also sent me off on the Ultimate World Cruise, which is exactly where I am right now. Still cannot believe it. And can I just say, I'm obsessed with Every Plate. Their convenient meal kit delivery and simple recipes have saved me so much time, and the meals are insanely tasty. I wish I could say the same about the buffet here, but I cannot wait to get home so I can start cooking my Every Plate meals. And hold on to your pineapples for this one. Every Plate helps you get dinner on the table from just $2.19 per plate. That's so much cheaper than the supermarket. You can order Every Plate now at everyplate.com.au and save up to $180 off your first five boxes with the code ULTIMATE.